cooling inflation. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Americans cut spending last month at the sharpest rate in 4 years, despite that decline in consumer inflation.
Commerce Department data shows consumer spending dipped 0.2% in January, likely due to cold weather, but raising concerns about economic uncertainty. Inflation eased to 2.5% year over year, with core prices at 2.6%, the lowest since June. A report from the Federal Reserve's Boston branch says Trump tariffs could lift core inflation by as much as 0.8%. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 200 points this morning, the S&P up 12, the Nasdaq's down 36. Challengers to a Trump administration freeze on international aid funds have until noon today to file a response to Chief Justice John Roberts' order Wednesday. That order delayed a midnight Wednesday deadline for the funds to be dispersed, set by a lower court. Where USAID workers, meantime, who've been let go, are clearing out their desks today at headquarters in D.C., given 15 minutes to do it. Getting support from people driving by there, the Trump administration calls the United States Agency for International Development wasteful and corrupt. Ukraine's President Zelensky is due at the White House next hour, expected to sign off on an economic cooperation deal.
The mineral rights deal expected to be signed here today includes a joint venture between the U.S. and Ukraine to extract minerals out of the ground. The United States will be given a 50% share. While the U.K. has signaled a willingness to send peacekeeping forces to Ukraine along with the French, Russia's top diplomat says this is a non-starter. Last night, in an exclusive interview with Bret Baier, Britain's prime minister says the U.K. will spend $17 billion more in defense over the next 2 years, but says all of Europe must ramp up defense spending to send a message to Putin.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Trump plans to sign an executive order making English the official language of the United States. It would negate a rule issued by former President Clinton requiring assistance for non-English speakers at federal agencies. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest-to-goodness wireless price right. Dial #250, you say the keywords Pure Talk, claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.
Good Friday morning on this final day of February. From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Scott Gross. The murder trial is underway for 20-year-old Jose Lopez. Lopez is accused of being involved in the Yuma mass shooting that killed Danny Garcia and Andy Black Thunder in May of 2023. During opening statements, the state shared evidence with the jury, which included a total of 31 shots fired in 8 seconds. The state also says Lopez, quote, bragged about the shooting and sent a video to one of his friends. Now, his defense replied and said that there is no evidence showing Lopez shooting anyone and that the shooter is actually Abram Collin, who's still in custody. Lopez is facing 2 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The trial is expected to last around 3 weeks. Join us on the TV side for News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 for all your local news, weather, and sports. I'm Scott Gross.
82 and partly cloudy, your Friday forecast. 50 the overnight low for Friday night. For the weekend, lots of sunshine. Windy on Saturday, 15-mile-per-hour winds, 76 the high, 49 the low, and 78 with sunshine, not as windy on Sunday, 52 Sunday night.
Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma Investment Group's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis Sr. Wealth Advisor.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back. Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Mortgage One in studio. Russ Clark over on the board, color commentary. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
And we actually have two gentlemen in studio, so we could talk mortgage, we could talk credit, we could talk what's going on in the economy.
You're going with gentlemen?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the professional term we're supposed to use for these two gentlemen here. So two gentlemen in studio. El Presidente, Frank Saldana. Tell me, first we're going to introduce you. Tell me a little bit. You're dressed in red and khaki today, so you must have had something even before coming in on air. What happened?
Good morning. Thank you for having us. So we had this earlier this morning. We had a public announcement over at the PAC Center, if you will, making the announcement that we're changing, the Caballeros de Yuma are changing the location for the annual Colorado River Balloon Crossing Festival. So if you recall, we usually have it at the West Wetlands, and then we have the GLOW on Saturday over at the Ray Kroc Center, Civic Center, if you will. Well, this year, in November, we're going to be having it over at the PAC Center, the Pacific Avenue Athletic Complex. So everything's going to be moved to that location.
What's that do for us, Frank? Is that just better access?
So a couple of things. First, it's a centralized location because the whole event starting Friday all the way through Sunday morning, if you will, is in one location. Also gives the community the ability to go. We're going to have more activities there too in terms of food vendors and such. So it's a centralized location is the big thing. And it also is next to the Colorado River so that the launches can go along the river. It's just overall, it's going to be a much better location, I think, overall.
So the evening, the GLOW, the fireworks, the drone show is all there at the PAC this next year.
Everything's going to be at the PAC this year. Yeah.
All right.
So that's the reason I was there. Now, the reason I'm here this morning is to talk about one of the biggest, best events that Yuma has for the community, which is the annual Midnight at the Oasis show.
So let's introduce Captain Midnight this year,
which
Nate Shug.
Our chairman.
So, Nate, good morning.
Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting out of bed and taking off the strawberry shortcake footy pajamas.
Thank you. Yeah. I went early up every day, but never
right.
in here. So
and,
glad
and
to be
I don't
here.
Know if anybody can hear you. Got to be closer to the mic, I would assume.
It's pretty good. But All right. But that's good.
So, you know, Captain Midnight. People may hear Captain Midnight. And Mado is coming up. We call it Mado internally, which is Midnight at the Oasis. And this next weekend, obviously not today, not this weekend, but this next weekend, the 7th, 8th, 9th, phenomenal event. How long have you been working on this?
Derek, the event's over 30 years old, but I've personally been in Caballeros, 21, 22 years, been working on it ever since I've been in here. Doing various jobs, but it's first year to be Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, of course, just kind of an honorary fun title they give to the guy that is unfortunate enough to be chairman each year. But, yeah, it's...
And that was, you missed a meeting, so you got voted
in,
right?
I think that's what happened. I think I wasn't there when they elected the chairman for this. And that's how most of the sub-chairmen get elected under me also, because you have to realize an event this big, it's not Captain Midnight that does this. It's everyone else involved. We have chairmen for everything from parking to food vendors to just think about everything that goes into this event. When you come out there to see cars, to see the shows, somebody had to line up the bands and get them hired. Somebody had to get the stage crews to set up staging and get that organized. Somebody had to lay out all the fields. You see thousands of white stripes out there on that field. Somebody had to get that done. So we have chairmen for everything, and everything that you do is a big job. It takes a lot of time, a lot of volunteer hours to get it done. And almost all of these guys have been doing this for a number of years. Yeah, we get new guys every year, and they help the chairman. They're on the committees, and then after you've had enough years at it, you get kicked into chairmanship. Now you really got to put in some time to plan some of this stuff. So, yeah, we've been at it a long time. We like to think it gets better every year after 30-some years. And I think we've got a great, great event this year. I think this is going to be the best one ever. I don't say that because I'm Captain Midnight. I say it because I think we've got some great bands. I think we've got some great experience under our belt, some great vendors, and I think it's just going to be a great, great time. And one other thing I want to throw in, been checking the weather. 10-day forecast looks like it's going to be in the 80s on our event day. So I think it's going to be beautiful weather. Everything's going to be great.
It does look fantastic. Now, for, again, people who – I think most people in Yuma have seen Midnight at the Oasis. They know what it is. But it's literally a 1,000-car classic car show on grass. And that's what most of the classic car guys and gals love is it's not on asphalt. It's not on concrete somewhere. It's literally on grass where you can put a lawn chair out there, sit by your car, and talk to the community. And that's what my kids always loved is walking by and just asking, saying, you know, Frank, tell me about this pickup truck of yours. And they would just sit there and talk to you all day long because it's not a static display. It's literally people sitting there all day long. So you mentioned striping. For anybody who hasn't paid attention, and you're right, every car is in exactly the right spot, labeled with a, you know, lot number, line number, etc. When are those guys starting to stripe the field? Because that's actually not Wednesday morning.
That's a good question. There, we will actually start out there, and I mean actually start physically working. Work's gone into it before this because somebody had to GPS all these sites, lay them out on a map, and so we can then transfer them to the field. So that's already happened. But, yes, Monday we will actually start striping that field, laying out, putting strings down, and then the paint will start going down, I believe, Wednesday or Thursday after all the strings have been laid out for them to follow. So, yeah, it's a long process. It takes a lot of time, a lot of work.
So for the community, really – starting Monday, the complex is shut down, no baseball practices, nothing else going on out there, and it's setting up for a show that, you know, Frank, as El Presidente, how many people attended last year? I know there were some ticket counts and other things like that. How many people through the
gate? There was, you know, and this is probably we had about 40,000 people?
I think it's closer to 50.
Closer to 50,000.
50.
Yeah, 50,000 people that attend. Go through the gates. It's like I said, it's a great event. A lot of work. Nate pointed out all the work that goes into it. I like to focus on what the community also, in addition to that, what the community gets out of it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for several vendor nonprofit organizations to make some money. It's an opportunity for people from in town and out of town to showcase their cars, and it's also an opportunity. People, families go see concerts, some great music. Kids have a lot of fun also, activities for them to do. And the one thing that I've looked at the last 7 years that I've been at Caballero and taken a look at this is the community, how they come together, how friends and family that haven't seen each other in a long time, they come, they see. It's just a really great event, overall. And I'm with Nate. I think it's going to be the best one that we've had probably since its inception.
So if I may, again, I think a lot of people know who the Caballeros are, but as El Presidente, this is a nonprofit organization, and the funds that are raised go three different places. Can you talk about what the three different places the organizational funds go to?
Yeah, so again, the Caballeros de Yuma is made up of approximately 100 members, all volunteers. We have one full-time employee and one part-time employee paid. But the rest of us, it's all volunteer-based. So believe me.
Thanks, El Presidente.
So what we have is, you know, a certain percentage of our funds goes into scholarships, which, you know, you're the chairman of this year. You're spearheading that. So we have a big part of that goes back into the community in terms of scholarships for people wanting to enhance their college careers.
And if I may, this year we're giving away approximately 33,000. Wow. The number one scholarship recipient will receive the El Presidente scholarship, which is $10,000.
That's correct.
So, again, the funds raised by this nonprofit organization go back into scholarships.
Correct.
Where else?
The other one is we have what we call our major funds activity, where different communities within the community will approach us with some requests. We have varying, every month we get together, we have different organizations coming to us and requesting X amount of dollars to donate back into the community too. It helps these organizations, helping the community of Yuma even further.
So the funds raised go back into the community in two different ways, and the very little that's left over is basically there to run the organization and pay the two staff members.
That's
Nobody
correct.
Else gets paid.
That's it. That's correct.
So now talk about this is our major fundraiser for the Caballeros de Yuma, but every one of the food vendors out, Nate, in your food court, there's no corporate America. Those are all other Rotary clubs, Optimist clubs, and other local groups that need to raise funds, and it's generally their biggest fundraiser, correct?
I would say it is. Yeah, they pay a small fee to be there. And then it's all nonprofits. It's service organizations, and they do all the food. It's all local. There's no corporate food chains. There's no commercial food chains. It's nonprofits and service organizations. I think we have Rotary clubs. I think we've been having a club from AWC this year. We're doing quite well. So, I mean, it's good. And, you know, to touch on something you said earlier, because it brought back memories for me, just to go out there, you run into so many people, especially when you're from Yuma. And that's the good thing about all of our events. We talked about the Balloon Festival. You go to the Balloon Festival, you go to the car show. You see people that you haven't seen in months and weeks and years sometimes. And it's just a great place to gather. It's a fun environment. There's plenty to eat and drink. It's just the weather seems like we always get lucky on weather. They're all good events. They're all family events. They're all fun. And I just encourage everybody, be there. You're going to enjoy yourself. We're going to see to that, or we're going to do our very best to see that.
And there's a ton of things coming up. We're going to talk about that after the break, and some great community events even coming up this evening. So reminder to everybody, tonight down on Main Street is the Rotary Club is putting on Mardi Gras on Main Street. So huge event even this evening prior to next weekend, Midnight at the Oasis. This is Money Talk, AM560, KBLU.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, good morning, Yuma Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. Derek Eggerberg in studio with the Caballeros de Yuma one more time. And Russ Clark always tries to challenge me on, like, a musical artist to see if I can guess it.
I didn't do it that time. Yeah.
Well, he tried it, and all I could guess is, I don't know, Dead Air? I don't know how that works.
That was right.
So, anyway, you know, talking about the events, Midnight at the Oasis this next weekend, the 7th, 8th, 9th. The 7th is not the official start date. Captain Midnight, what's the official start date?
For
Midnight at the Oasis doesn't start on Friday anymore.
No, we actually start on Thursday night. We have the downtown cruise, and that's a pretty fun event. It's on Main Street. A lot of old cars down there. A lot of the stores down there, restaurants, et cetera, are involved in it. It's a fun event. It's great. Come down.
So last year, what I know is about 300 cars participated. You don't actually have to be an entrant to Midnight at the Oasis. You just have to have a classic car to go park it down there. Three different streets are shut down. There's going to be a band down on there's going to be a band down on Main Street. There's, you know, again, all the local restaurants are open. And again, that's this organization's way to drive traffic into the heart of Yuma underneath those great neon signs, again, just promoting downtown Yuma. How do you like Rally on Main Street, Pritt?
You know, I love it because that's really the kickoff to the event, as you just mentioned. You know, there's several classic cars, all of the restaurants that are open there. You have plenty of food to eat, to drink. The atmosphere is a family atmosphere. We're going to have music this year there also. And it gives some of the local individuals, too, to showcase their classic cars also with that along Main Street.
So Thursday, you're going to start to see hundreds of classic cars driving all over Yuma. Friday, you'll see at least 1,000 running around. And you talked about music. Let's talk about the concert lineup that Captain Midnight, you and your entertainment crew, put together this year. And very excited to see some of them. But do you want to read through who you're...
Sure. And let me just start this... Thursday night cruise, by the way, there is no charge down on Main Street, and we do have a live band down there Thursday night. The Chavez Family Band's down there. It's local Yuma band. I think most people are familiar with them if you've been around Yuma very long, and they're quite entertaining. They play a variety of music.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you for a minute.
Yes.
But what you just said something that I hope everybody pays attention to. You said no cost, free band, come out and have a great time as a community. And then you go to the number one thing I wish more people saw about this event is you have a passport that gets you into every day and every night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for $30. $30 for the passport if you go to some of these businesses. And I'll read them out real quick. You can go purchase it online on caballeros.org. However, you can also stop by First Bank Yuma, Cretines, Liberty Motorsport, Napa Auto Parts, Papasan Restaurant, Sans Ray Machinery, and the Yuma Civic and Convention Center. For $30 per person, you get an all-weekend access pass. You can't beat that entertainment for that price anywhere.
There's no, you know as well as I do, you don't get it at a concert anymore for concerts are expensive. I mean, it depends on who you see, but our
Friday night
concert
is
now. You almost
can't buy a CD for $30 anymore.
No, our Friday night concert, the fee to get in there is $20. Saturday night's $25. A daytime ticket is $5, which those are all reasonable prices for anybody. But for a $30 passport, what we call a passport, weekend pass, you can get into all those events, and it's a one-time charge. So, yeah, we're out to make money. We have to. If we're going to donate money, we have to have money to donate, and that's what we're all about. But at the same time, you know what? We want to throw some kind of a reasonable deal out there to help you save. If you want to go to both nights, that's the only way to do it. I mean, you're going to save some money.
So the $30 is a very inexpensive investment for the lineup of entertainment
you
have.
Oh, I'm
going
to tell you, the entertainment's really good. Friday night, we're going to have Rock of Ages, which is a local band. We have Red Skies, which is an 80s cover band. And believe me, these are all good bands. We try these bands out. We go see them in person. We know what they are. They're good bands. The closer of Friday night is a Journey tribute band, Journey USA. So we've got a great concert Friday night. Saturday, a lot of people are not familiar. If you don't wander around the grounds, we have a little area called the El Jefe Cantina. And Saturday afternoon, we have the Chavez Family Band again there. It's a local band. We have a couple of Yuma Condition, which is a local variety band. These are good bands. I've spent a lot of time back there listening to them. So you'll enjoy that Saturday afternoon. There's also food and beverages back there. Then on the main stage Saturday night, we have the Sea Monks, which is a rockabilly band. And if you've never heard them, I'll promise you, you will enjoy them. They're really good. Then we have the KTEL All-Stars, which is a 70s color band. And then our headliner for Saturday night is Count 77, which they do a lot of 70s music. They're really good. They're formed by the legendary Danny the Count Coker, who, if you remember Danny the Count Coker, if you know who he is started out on Pawn Stars doing car refurbishing, restoring on Pawn Stars for mm-hmm. them, and then had his own show for over 10 years on the History
Counts Customs.
Counts Customs. And believe me, they're a really good band. If you don't, just go to YouTube and look up Count 77. There's a lot of YouTube videos of them. It's a great band. I think it's going to be one of the best bands we've ever had. They're great, really, really good.
Great band. He's bringing down one of his classic
They're
cars.
Bringing down one of their classic trucks that they're going to have on display. I believe one of his guys from his show is going to do a meet and greet on Saturday there. They're going to have a booth, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I think they're going to add a lot to our show this year. That's why I say this may be our best show ever. We've got a lot of good things, and I have to thank – all right, so I talked about chairman. We have Steve Legros and Robbie Rodriguez, our entertainment chairman this year, and I think they've just done an outstanding job. Shout out to them for a great job they've done lining up some outstanding entertainment this year. I think everybody's going to be happy.
So – entertainment off the charts this year. Very excited. El Prez, tell me about the daytime with kids. Because you and I, you know, kind of off air talk about seeing families and kids and stuff. What all do we have for kids out there during the daytime?
We're going to have plenty for our children here in the Yuma area. So we have an area around the food court where we have activities for them. We have a rock climbing wall. We have
Are you going up that?
No.
Come on, you climb trees.
No,
climb a rock.
I'm good. Gravity,
come on.
Gravity always wins when that happens, so no.
It doesn't matter. It's just the stop at the bottom. Who cares about gravity?
Exactly, yeah. So we will have plenty of events for the children also for them to go and have fun, play. We have the food court you know, anything and everything that you want to eat, drink is going to be available there. So for the whole family during the daytime. And you know, some of these rides too, they go into the dawn at night too. So
we'll all probably be 5 pounds heavier with the food court this year. Okay, so food court, all nonprofit. That's a great way for those organizations to raise funds. Lots of stuff for the kids. Phenomenal concert. And Captain Midnight, you also have something special on Sunday. You're going to start doing a different presentation for the cars that get an award. Now, for the community, this is not a graded show. It's not a point system where it's you met some metric. How are the cars that get awards selected?
There is no way to. It's just we take our biggest sponsors, and we have some really, really great sponsors for this event. We have those, the 30 biggest sponsors. We give them a sheet and say, hey, go find your favorite car out there. So it's totally prejudiced as to which car I like or you like or somebody else likes. It's not based on how much money it's worth. It's not based on anything like that or how much work went into it. It's just the car I like best out here, and that's the one I pick. So we'll have Derek Egberg's favorite car, or we'll have El Presidente's car, Captain Midnight's favorite car, and then some of our sponsors pick cars. And typically in the past, we've just kind of given them a plaque and said, here you go, or some kind of little trophy or something. But this year we're going to actually make a presentation out of it. The public's invited to come out on Sunday morning where we'll actually present these awards, trophies, whatever, and start to make a little bit bigger deal out of it, because let's face it, when there's 1,000 cars out there and your car gets picked as somebody's favorite, that's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of cars to pick from, and they pick mine, you know, and that's a great thing. So it's going to be a much bigger deal than it's been in the past, and we hope the public will come out and see people get their awards. And the people that picked them. And I think that was your idea, Derek, to be honest with you. I think you came up with that. You're one of our chairmen for that event.
To that point, where the main stage is on the main field, where the concert is Friday, Saturday, again, most of the public don't see the amount of work that goes into that. So that stage disappears by 3 a.m. Those guys rip it down, put it on two semis, and that's already out the door before the gates even open on Sunday. That's where the awards ceremony is going to be. So there would be a new backdrop put in, and that's where the whole presentation will be. The cars drive up. You two gentlemen, El Presidente, Captain Midnight, shake hands, photo op, give them the awards. And what you just said is it's a relational award. It's this person appreciated your car the most, and you just want to say, hey, thanks for bringing it to the show. So, El Presidente, you get to pick one. What are you looking for when you're walking around, other than does it remind you of your dating scene when you were 16? How does that work?
That's a whole different story for a different day. you know, one of the things, it is. Part of it is that. I mean, I know, and I may be biased on this, but I know one of my favorite cars was my dad's 1976 Monte Carlo, mm-hmm. Landau. That was probably one of the best cars that, you know, that I've rode. That was one of the first cars I drove. But what am I looking for? I'm looking for something that's, you know, classic. That's a very subjective term, I know. Something that brings back memories for me, something that I can relate to, something that I have knowledge about, something that maybe, you know, brings back that certain memory, that certain feeling from back in the day. You know, the color has a lot of influence to it also for me. And then more importantly, what's the story behind that vehicle? You know, sitting down, maybe talking to some of these people, you know, how did you acquire it? How much work has gone into it? Where has it been? You know, is it from local, or is there a story behind that? You know, so all of that, it's a potpourri of things that I'm looking forward to and looking at something and making that decision.
So for everybody's benefit, the definition of a classic car, if you look at AZ, the MVD, Motor Vehicle Division, you can go get one of those copper plates if your car is 25 years old. Now, let this noodle you here for a second. That means a 1999 Honda Civic wagon could get a classic car plate. That's not what you're putting into the show. What's the year cutoff here, gentlemen? Because I don't want to see a 99 Honda Civic.
I believe we're 78 now. 1978? 1979.
I think we just boggled Russ Clark's mind. Yeah,
I'm driving a classic.
You are. Can you get one of those copper plates that says Arizona Classic?
I'm going to work on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's only $25. Come on. But so 79 and older. Now, that has brought some additional vehicles to the show because, you know, as you mentioned, this is a 30-year-long show, and some people go, man, it is the same cars every year. No, it really isn't. You see some of the same ones because a lot of the car clubs in town, it's the clubs coming in. But the cutoff used to be 72, mm-hmm. and now it's 79. So you've got seven more years. What year was the Monte Carlo you were just talking about?
That was 1976.
Oh, so it actually qualifies to get in this year. That's why you changed the dates. You wanted to see that car come in.
I think, you know what, I'll tell you something. When you look at cars and why do you change yours, people, and there were some people who were against that. Oh, those aren't classic cars. But I think you have to look at your audience, the people that actually come. And I was thinking about that the other day, our music, how our music has evolved. Mm-hmm. You go back 30 years ago, people, you know, it's a nostalgia festival and car show. And so we don't have today's music. We have older music. And so when I was a kid, what I listened to is oldies music. But now we've got people out there who are 30 years old, and that's a lot younger than I am.
Yeah.
Well, what I listen to, they don't even want to hear anymore. What they consider oldies music, I would say, wow, that's still, you know, that's not for me. So as our audience has evolved and gotten older, we're 30 years past. Mm-hmm. So what we played as 50s and 60s is not so popular anymore. There's still people that like it. I'm not saying it's not good music, but there's people that they don't come to hear that anymore. Most of those people who were around 30 years ago probably don't even stay late on Saturday night anymore, if they come at all. Because let's face it, if they were 35 then, they're 65 or 70 now. So we're playing to a younger audience. So our music has evolved. We're playing now 70s is considered oldies music to this crowd, where it was 50s when I was younger. So we've evolved our music. So now then what I considered classic cars and what Frank considers classic cars.
Were the same thing you drove to high school.
Same thing we saw when we were in high school. Those cars we wanted. Oh, look at that hot 69 Mustang. Yeah. Well, that's not so hot to these kids because they didn't see them when they were growing up, kids that are 35, 40 now. That's not the cars they saw when they were in high school. So you have to evolve a little bit. So, yeah, we've evolved in music. We've evolved, I think, with our car year. So, yeah, it changes as it goes. It's going to have to stay popular and to stay contemporary.
All right. Well, we've got a ton of stuff to talk about. We've got a break coming up, so let's take a break. We'll be back with more Midnight at the Oasis and Caballeros de Yuma. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Well, that certainly wasn't classic music brought to you by Russ Clark.
Well, Nate said we could evolve.
I'm not sure if that's evolving for Nate or not. But so again, let's talk about things in the community. El Presidente, you were out at the balloon announcement, the press release this morning. You're already working on the balloon festival for November of this next year, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're already starting to work on that. We have the chairman for this year, Josh Finkbeiner. He's working on it already as an organization. We're preparing for it. I started to advertise already, getting ready for our art contest too. That's coming up also as well for the balloon festival. We're already working on it.
All of these events take a year to plan. I mean, it is interesting how much work there is in these. And again, the community, all the community should ever see is a phenomenal event. You want to show up on Friday, you leave on Sunday, and there's no work to it. And I know there's another event that I want to, again, shout out to the Rotary Club that has the Mardi Gras on Main Street today. They've got a great concert lineup tonight. That 5 to 7 p.m. is the Big Boss Band on the main stage. The north stage is the Yukaholics. That I can see some of the Rotarians out right in front of that all day long.
Yukaholics are playing?
It says the Yukaholics.
Oh,
they special invite to Russ Clark.
I'm going.
And then 7:30 to 10:15 is the Eric Sage's Ultimate Rock Show, again, back on the North Stage. So they've got a great concert lineup. Things to do this weekend, get out there, support another nonprofit organization. And then next weekend, Midnight at the Oasis. So we're going to come back to, gentlemen, you guys have been working on this for a year. And I know, Nate, Captain Midnight is a two-year sentence, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, so... And it's not really just a two-year sentence. You had to work with the previous chairman to learn some of it, and then you're going to work with the forward chairman after that. How many years do you really have kind of control over that, this event?
Well, you have control for your 2 years. I mean, I worked with our past chairman last year, came into it kind of late, but I did get, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think you ever feel fully prepared coming into this. I don't even feel prepared now. But you put a lot of trust into your, faith, and your sub-chairmen are going to help you out with all their areas. And so, yeah, you serve your 2 years kind of spearheading and just whatever needs to be done. And then, of course, we'll help the guy that's going to follow me. We call him Lieutenant Midnight, Mike Mendez, who has been a big help to me. Mike's done a lot of stuff for me to help me and get things done, organized. And then, of course, I don't want to go any farther without thanking our office. What's Marissa's title? Office manager? Marissa in our office, who quite honestly helps bring all of this together. The things that we miss, chairman come, chairman go. She's the one that helps us keep the dates straight, make sure we get everything done that needs to be done, because you have to have permits for this, permits for that. Your liquor license out there, because we do sell some alcohol. Those things have to be applied for and done in a timely manner so they're ready, or you won't be able to do that. You have to make sure you follow all the rules. And Marissa's the one who really helps keep all that in line, keep it organized, and is probably the number one assistant to every chairman.
Number one, number two, and number three assistant
to every chairman. She keeps it, helps us keep it all in line. So
she might actually be the chairman of every event, and we just take.
You know what? She is probably the unofficial chairman of every event, but yeah, she's huge help. So just a shout out to her, because she helps a lot.
You said the word trust, and I know one of the things that people don't see is the amount of safety and security concerns that go through this. So would either one of you gentlemen talk about what we internally call security ops plans and the amount of work that goes into something like that from a safety and security perspective of the public, and how many entities are working on that?
I think we can both touch on that, because Frank will tell you we have security at every event. You have to these days. Let's face it, when you look at some of the things that have happened around the country. So we have a security committee, and that committee is made up of law enforcement personnel that are caballeros, ex-law enforcement, retired law enforcement, I should say, who are caballeros, and they spearhead that organization. And then they, of course, get with the Yuma County Sheriff's Department, City of Yuma Police Department, Border Patrol, anybody we need to get with to plan security operations. We have a operations plan just for security. That's why nowadays you have to go through metal detectors to get in and things like that. We have special barricades set up at the front so people are safe when they come to our events. We have law enforcement on the grounds at all time. We're covering the place by drones. I mean, it's secure. It's as secure as we can possibly make it, mm-hmm. and we don't just do it on our own. Again, we have law enforcement agencies helping us. Our own committee, I could say, is law enforcement and retired law enforcement. And it's not just for my event, the Midnight at the Oasis. Frank, I'm sure, can elaborate on all of our events that we do that for.
And again, that's a great question, because again, the public doesn't see some of these things that go on behind the scenes, but it's a 40-50 page plan that gets run through the whole committee, and you've got all of the law enforcement, first responders, everybody on the same page, including radio technology, that everybody's on the same channel in case things happen.
Yeah, I agree. The Caballeros de Yuma, we're committed to providing great entertainment for the community with these events. But the one thing that we're committed to even more is the safety of the community. We're very committed to that. You know, there's several of us within the organization that reach out to the local law enforcement agencies, work with them hand in hand, and develop a plan for each one of the events, in particular this one, only because of the magnitude that's involved. You know, it's important that we look at it in many different points of view. You know, the community also, we ask for the community's help to understand that some of these parameters for safety that we put in place, that we adhere to them, because it's in everyone's common goal to provide safety for everyone.
And hopefully the public never sees it, never needs it, and it's just something that takes place. But at the end of every event, whether it's the City of Yuma Police Department or the Sheriff's Office or Yuma City Fire, you have organizations, you know, municipal organizations that are helping with this. You donated, well, not you, but the organization typically donates equipment to one of those entities every year. What just got donated last year after the event to the City of Yuma Fire Department?
You know, we were very pleased, that we were very honored and humbled to be able to make a donation of the magnitude that we did, which was to the Yuma Fire Department, the use of I call it a Superman golf cart, because it's in size and has the tires, the wheels, the ability to carry somebody on the cart himself with one or two of the emergency responders, so that they can carry an individual from an event such a size as this to externally to the emergency vehicle that they need to. Instead of having to bring in a large emergency vehicle inside through, having to weave through a bunch of different, you know, the population, if you will, inside of the event, they can bring in this cart, the Superman cart that I call it, bring them in, take that in, provide emergency services, and then bring them out in a much more efficient manner. And what I'd like to also indicate is that this donation that we made is not only for Caballero's events. It's to be used for, they can use it on any emergency response system that they need.
Yeah, that's their equipment now. It's their
equipment.
Ours.
It's their equipment. They can utilize it as they seem fit. And obviously an event such as the Caballero's, the Midnight at the Oasis, it comes in. Hopefully it won't be necessary, but it's definitely nice to know that it's there if it is needs to be utilized.
Yeah, and you know what? It will be on site, mm-hmm. if you get a chance while you're out there. Normally with the Yuma Fire Department stationed just outside the food court. So if you go to the food court, you can check this golf cart out. It was a special golf cart. It was built in Florida by a company that builds these things, and it's pretty nice. It gets you in and out of a venue like this without having, again, like Frank said, to bring a big truck, a big ambulance in. You can get somebody out quickly through the crowd, transport them out to an ambulance outside the event. So It's a really nice cart. Stop by and check it out. I'm sure they'll be proud to show it to you.
So for everybody who's hearing that, the fire department is on scene, paramedics. You, when you're walking in the entrance, you're walking right by the sheriff's trailer. There's local law enforcement there. And hopefully it's things that you kind of notice, but you don't ever really pay attention to. And probably the same as this interview. Nobody really pays attention to us either, but we're going to take a break. And so we'll talk more Midnight at the Oasis after this break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
A singer in a smoky room.
Good morning, Yuma. One more time, Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. Not talking credit, not talking mortgage, not talking anything other than Midnight at the Oasis.
Goodness, yeah.
And, Russ, you just said you got a great text that I would love you to read.
Oh, from our sheriff, Leon Wilmont. He was listening to the show, obviously. He said, you're old when you call a 30-year-old a kid. And he just mentioned that Nate specifically would appreciate that.
He kind of did go down that road.
And Nate's the first guy to admit he is old, okay?
you're not wrong on that either. So, again, this event can't be put on without our sponsors. This event can't be put on without the businesses that believe in the community and support this organization, big and small. So would either of you gentlemen touch on the top sponsors?
Oh, we've got some great sponsors. Cocopah Casino, Quail Corporation, Chapman Automotive Group, Sign Pro, First Bank Yuma, The Pint House, Romer Beverage, APS, Corona Optique, Chevron, Firearms Unknown, YRMC, which is now, is it on Vita Health, mm-hmm. United Rentals, Napa Auto Parts. We have some really – and there's many, many, many more sponsors. Those are the largest of our major sponsors. And we appreciate everybody there, no matter how big or how small. You help make this happen, and we get signage up for everybody. We get their advertising out, and that's one reason we're glad to see a lot of people come out, because it helps our sponsors in their advertisement. They would many – the more the merrier for them.
So sponsors, big and small – And you have a lot of little sponsors. Let's be honest, a $1,000 sponsor, they still get passes and shirts and things that they get things for it. They get to get in. But we can't do it without even the small sponsors that are the $500 and $1,000 sponsors. Some take booths. Some don't. So you will see some businesses that are out there. As an example, the Napa semi-truck is always out there. You know, Napa's a great sponsor. Come out, buy some of the tools there, et cetera. But you will also not see a lot of sponsors because they're not doing it for the kudos. They're not doing it necessarily for the public recognition. They just believe in the event, correct?
Well, yeah, I think everybody loves this event, let's be honest, or I would say 99% of the people love this event. It's just a lot of fun. Well, even if you don't go to see the cars, you see people, you see, hear great music. It's a great place to visit and entertain, take your kids. It's a family event. So, yeah, it's a good event. There are sponsors help make it happen. They are the driving force behind it. Without sponsors, we couldn't do it. It takes a lot to make this happen. So, yeah, we appreciate them. But they are, believe me, a sponsorship is well worth it. A lot of tickets with your package, T-shirts, things like that as part of your sponsorship package. So, yeah, we really, really appreciate the sponsors, and they are the ones that help us put this thing on.
Okay, let's talk about a couple things you don't want. So I know one of the biggest questions are, can I bring my pet? And the answer is no. No pets, right? So no pets unless it's a service animal, because clearly you can't discriminate against a service animal. But no, you can't just bring your dog out and walk around. The City of Yuma, it is City of Yuma controlled.
It is City of Yuma controlled.
So can I smoke in the event?
There is no smoking in the event. It's whether I like it, you like it, or anybody else likes it, and we don't make these rules to argue with people. It's rules are rules, and that's the way it is. There's no smoking, no vaping inside. Go ahead, Frank.
One of the things that also I'd like to point out, obviously, for drinking, there will be alcoholic beverages for adults. And in terms of being able to purchase an alcoholic drink, you must have a government-issued ID indicating you're 21 years or older. I'll tell you right now, if you don't have an ID, you don't get a wristband. And without a wristband, you cannot purchase an alcoholic
drink. So even if you look as old as Russ Clark, without a government-issued ID, you're still not going to get the band, period, end of story.
It's not age-driven. It's policy-driven. Okay, the Arizona State Liquor Board is, they're probably going to have a representative there on site. And just to help us make the accurate decisions of whether you're 21 or not, we need to implement, it has to be enforced. No wristband with no ID, no alcoholic beverage will be sold. But so be sure you bring your ID, your government-issued ID. Without it, you won't be able to get a wristband, and you will not be able to buy an alcoholic drink.
and you're not bringing food and drink in.
No food or drinks in either.
And then the other thing is, you know, again, great. Bring your phone out and take video and pictures. Bring a camera out. Don't bring a drone. Not allowed to fly drones. Don't do it. Can't do it. So no drones, no animals, no drinking without a government ID, no smoking there. Because, again, it's a fun, family-friendly environment. And, again, sometimes, you know, you have the one guy who wants to argue about the rules. And, you know, I don't want to argue with either of you two because you look like you're done with the arguing today. But it's just a safe spot for the community. And, unfortunately, some of the rules we don't make. So liquor law, you got to have an ID, no smoking on premise, you know, and just kind of have a great time with the kids. And that's the other thing going back to it. You know, the coolest thing, I always seem to get stuck in one spot for the event, and I don't ever leave this 50-foot by 50-foot square. But you watch the kids, and most of the kids take their shoes off. Mom and dad are carrying their, you know, they're walking around on the grass. They're playing like it's just a vacation. And you had to drive, what, 10, 15 minutes from your house? You get out in the sun all day, get some vitamin D, you know, smile, have a good time. The weather's going to be great. And it's the coolest thing is watching the kids see a car that they like and gravitate to it. Don't put your hands on it, but they gravitate to it.
Speaking of which, one thing that I would also like to point out is make every effort to get there early because traffic is going to be, it'll be very busy. So the earlier you get there, the better parking spot to enter the event. And this goes twice to if you plan on going to the event in the evening, get there as soon as you can. There's plenty of items for you to do to participate in. But the key is make sure, be cognizant of the fact that there's going to be plenty of traffic. The lines are going to be long. So the sooner you get there, the better on all, each of the days.
Now, when you say get there early, Nate, what time do you get there?
Oh, we get there 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to set it all up. Get
six
the money,
in the morning. Parking's
get the money
not a
organized.
Problem.
The money boxes organized so we can start selling tickets and sell beverages and things like that. So yeah, it's
Russ. Are you helping me in novelties this year?
Yes, I will.
Okay, you all 3 days.
You know what? Yeah. Speaking of novelty, and that's something I wanted to mention. I don't know if we've mentioned
your daughter
it
put
enough.
Me up to that. Just so you know.
All the help we get from all the groups we have, novelties, for instance, which Derek is chairman of. We have the Gila Ridge Dance Club, which helps there. So I always like to tell everybody, come out to have fun, bring your patience, because you might have some high school kids waiting on you that aren't real experienced at this sort of thing, but they're there to raise money for their group. We have some band kids there that are selling sodas or water, whatever. We have a lot of different youth groups. As a matter of fact, it's not like it's slave labor. We make some pretty good donations. At the end of last year's event, I think we actually donated around $60,000, if I'm not correct. Yeah, around $60,000 to these various youth groups, bands, dance groups, cheerleading groups, and different organizations that help us do this.
Let me identify. What you're saying is the food vendors are all nonprofit organizations that they're charging their own fees, and that money doesn't come through the organization.
No, that's not ours. That's theirs.
But the groups that we use, whether it's helping pour beer, selling novelties, I mean, just picking up trash. Look around. There's never any trash on the grass. The organizations that pick up trash, it used to be the Boy Scouts. I don't know if that's
who's doing it. I think it is still the Boy Scouts. They do an excellent job.
Phenomenal job. But all of those organizations that are helping, that's where a lot of the ticket revenue goes. So people, yeah, and it's so funny because I have some of the car guys go, man, you guys should do X, Y, or Z. You're charging all this money. We don't keep it. It literally is, like you say, donated back to these organizations that's how they raise money. And the rest of ours goes back into the scholarships and the major funds because this is a nonprofit organization. It's not a for-profit corporation that's running car shows around the country. And so $60,000 is not a small drop in the bucket to these organizations in a 3-day weekend.
Oh, no, it's huge, and I don't think people, when you talk about ticket prices, the money comes in. If we were out to make money, we'd have to charge a lot more. I mean, just the bands and the staging, that's just, I don't even know the numbers right now, but they're super expensive to hire these bands and staging, et cetera, et cetera. And then on top of the money we donate, so, yeah, there's really not much left at the end of this, and what is left is, like, scholarships you mentioned, it's money that's donated. So come out and help us out.
Nate, you started talking about the weather. Frank, you just asked me to say something. Every year I seem to have a couple dozen people say, yeah, hey, do you have any sunscreen for sale anywhere? No, there isn't. So it's going to be warm during the day, and it looks to be sunny. Mm-hmm. You know, as Captain Midnight and El Presidente say, dress appropriately. It's going to be warm during the day. Bring some sunscreen out. Don't get a sunburn, because we'd like to see you out there all 3 days. And I hope this Sunday morning award ceremony that starts at 9 a.m., which is the same time gates open, so it's literally gates open, and then we're starting, 30 cars being awarded. It's going to be videotaped. That then, and people don't realize the amount of work that I actually want to change gears here, the amount of work the organization does to take care of the car entrance. How many meals are you cooking for dinner on Friday, lunch on Saturday, breakfast on Sunday?
We have approximately 1,000 cars, and they get 2 tickets for every meal. And they can also, if they bring friends with them from out of town, they can purchase some additional tickets. We have sponsors. So I'm going to say, I don't know exactly, but I'm going to say we prepare food for about 3,000 people on Friday evening at Madoville. What we call Madoville was the first gathering of the car owners. We do a Saturday lunch, and then we do a Sunday brunch for about 3,000 people each time. That's a lot of food to cook mm-hmm. that we have to purchase, because that's part of their package. A lot of work to cook all that food, and believe me, it's good food. Every once in a while I get to go over there and eat. It's really, really good food. You talked about car owners liking the grass. That's the one thing. When I've talked to car owners, it's, why do you come to this festival? Why do you come to our car show? They say, are you kidding me? This is the best car show we come to. It's on grass. We don't have to worry about the blacktop being hot. We don't have to worry about dust getting all over our cars. You guys serve 3 of the best meals we ever get. Tri-Tip's great. Mm-hmm. So we get 3 free meals. We get T-shirts. It's just a great venue. It's a fun place to be. And that's why they come every year. We never have troubles. Matter of fact, we turn people away every year for cars. So it's, I'm telling you, it's just, it's a great event for everybody.
And as the organization, if you had to pay a commercial catering company to do the meals and pay for the grounds, could you even hold this event, Frank?
No, just to give you an idea, just in terms of meat, we pay probably about $25,000. The way it's at in terms of food and everything. Yeah, so just that portion, food, meat, it is a big event for our food costs are, you know, and every year they go up
they
and
go
up and
up.
And what we're trying to do as an organization is maintain the cost of entries to this event, both for the participants and the public too. So, yeah, you could say, you know, in business we always look at our balance sheets and our P&Ls. You can see that our margins shrink, but not to the extent where it's going to be a detriment now to have hold this event. So, yeah, that's a lot of people to feed, a lot of money that we spend.
To the public, come out, have a ton of fun. And, you know, Captain Midnight, is there anything else you want to talk about Midnight at the Oasis?
Not really, except to say thank you to everybody that helps us. And one group we didn't mention, the City of Yuma. We mm-hmm. use their facilities. We use their people. The Civic Center and the ball fields, all those
great
facilities are made possible. Oh, it's a great partnership. City helps us tremendously. Talk about not being able to do it. If we couldn't use that facility, I don't know where we would go. And it's just it's a great place to have it, and we really appreciate the city's cooperation and city's help.
100%. And, again, to the public, the amount of work that you don't see, the 20 guys that are behind the field cooking all day, all 3 days, there's a tremendous amount of work to put on what I think is the most phenomenal event. And I'll tell you, you know, while we're all out having fun with our friends and family for a weekend, there's a group of men and women that we also need to thank, which is our military men and women, both active and past, that, you know, we can't talk on radio and just be fun all day long without their protecting us. We can't go out to a car show and we talk about a security ops plan. Those men and women are putting together the security ops plan to make sure we as American citizens in the greatest country on earth at the greatest time in history can do these things. So hats off to all the men and women that are putting together this event. Thank you, Captain Midnight. Thank you, El Prez. And more importantly, thank you to all the men and women who have served, are serving. If you've had a family member that has paid the ultimate price on our behalf, our hats off to you. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe. Bye for now. Money Talk, AM 560.
There's no turning back, even while we sleep.
The opinions voiced in Money Talk with Tom Rush and George Davis Wealth are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.